I think we're done. Yes.
So at this point, if anything else, Director Van Meter, on this one, or are we?
Madam Chair, no, we're going to move into marketing if there's no other questions.
And actually, I have to move us to number 21. We have a timing, a scheduling issue, and so we're going to move to number 21. This is the Nest Predator Bounty Program to allow Jackie to provide her presentation for us. And then, hi, Jackie.
Thanks. Good morning.
Go ahead and start whenever you're ready.
Hey, thank you for being accommodating to my schedule this morning. Apologize to Director Van Meteren to jump into his parks presentation, but I'll make this quick. Really, this morning, I just wanted to, my name is Jackie Ermer, Regional Wildlife Supervisor for Game Fish and Parks up in the Northeast. Just wanted to give a brief update about the 2024 Nest Predator Bounty Program. This year marks the sixth year of the program and the third year where it's been open for during the month of March for just youth under the age of 18. So fortunately, weather-wise, this March, it's way different than it was last year. So I suspect youth are actually already getting outdoors versus this time last year. And then starting April 1st, the program is open to all ages of South Dakota residents to participate. So just a reminder, youth under the age of 18 can take eligible species right now, but all others must wait until April 1st before they even start harvesting eligible species. And those eligible species remain the same. Those are raccoon, striped skunk, badger, red fox, and opossum. Payments again this year are $10 a tail, and the program will end July 1st or sooner if the maximum total payout of $500,000 is reached before then. We do have pre-scheduled collection days and locations around the state where staff are available weekly to take in tails and then record the data. The first scheduled collection day is actually coming up here on March 19th. So that allows youth some time to get out here and get some traps out in the field. This year, we'll also be providing one free live trap to any participating youth that didn't receive one last year. We gave these out last year as well to youth. So if any youth out there did not get one last year, you can get a live trap this year. And we'll also be holding the weekly Benton Howe giveaway drawing for all youth that participate in the program. And that package consists of a raccoon trapping starter kit, a knife, and a copy of the National Trappers Association handbook, and then a backpack to put it all in. Make sure now, if it's okay, I wanted to just share my screen to show you on our website where folks can find information about, hopefully everybody can see that. Are you able to see my screen?
We can. Okay. Yes.
Okay. So if you go to the Game Fish and Parks website, so gfmpsd.gov, and go under the Hunting tab in the Second Century Initiative, there's some information here on the bounty program. We'll see if how the internet works here. Well, it looks like it'll cooperate. So on our website, you can find, folks can find information, some rules and regulations that everything about the bounty program, license requirements, everything. But also on here is the collection site schedule. So you just click on that. Here's where all the sites are around the state. And going back, the other thing I wanted to show, this will start filling in once we do the weekly giveaways, but the winners will be announced down here every week. We put the youth's first name and the city they're from on there. And the other one would be the live tail tracker. So at any given time, somebody can go in here and go to this dashboard, and it should show up zero because we haven't had a collection day yet, but it doesn't mean someone didn't submit, but it looks like it's still at zero. And so this is handy. You can switch up here. I can show you last year, just so you see what this looks like. So you see the different colors on here. It'll give you species breakdown of what was submitted, total submissions, that this is basically the number of submissions there have been, like the people, and then the tails submitted is the actual number of tails. So just wanted to make everybody aware that that information is on our website, and you can go on there at any time or look at it. But that's it in a nutshell. Since the program just got started here this year, there's not much else for updates. But if you have any questions at this time, I could try to answer those.
Very good, Jackie. Thank you. Any questions for Jackie? Seeing no questions, we appreciate it. Thank you for the update.
All right. Thank you for the time.
And with that, we are at 9:30. We're going to take a 10-minute break, and then we'll be back. We'll jump right back up to number 18 under Division of Parks and Recreation. We'll be back. And we are back. We're going to continue down our agenda for this morning. We're still on the Division of Parks and Recreation now, number 18, a marketing update from Ms. April Larson.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, April Larson, Marketing Coordinator, back to talk about our parks marketing efforts that we have ongoing here in 2024. You may remember back earlier in December, Nick Harrington, Communications Manager, and I spoke about the upcoming 2024 plan to market parks more. This is Director Jeff Van Meteren's goal as well, for parks to be able for us to market more and get more visitors into our parks, to have some more recruitment efforts with our, sorry, bear with me. So our priorities, more or less, is what I was trying to get into and not doing it very eloquently. So the 2024 parks marketing goals, this was back in December. We have three priorities outlined by Director Van Meteren and our working with our leadership in parks and communications team and with obviously marketing. But it's increased our lodging awareness and reservations. So those are in our parks, we have like houses. So those would be the group lodges that folks can reserve that have full bathrooms and bedrooms and kitchens. We also have the cabins, so those are going to be ones that may have 1 to 2 bedrooms. They also have kitchens and bathrooms, and then the suites that we have at Spring Creek Recreation Area just north of here, and then at Roy Lake State Park up in the northeast of South Dakota. Our goal is to increase our usage by 10%. In 2023, that was we had a 13% increase as well, so we're increasing on top of that already increase that we had seen last year. We are increasing shoulder season camping and midweek camping is the goal. So starting here in March, we're going to be taking our efforts up even more to get folks into the parks, camping, and then hitting that shoulder season. And then the third priority is to increase the park days visitation, so really focusing on park entrance sales. So that's going to be reaching our new users, which I'll talk a little bit more about later on. But the three strategies that we're working with and continuing to meet here in 2024 is being consistent and recognizable in our messaging, and then focused on those key promotional channels. So for our current users, it's really focusing on our targeted emails and then social media efforts as well to reach the new folks and our current users, and then dedicated to cross promotion and reaching new lookalike audiences. A lot of words, a lot of jargon, a lot of goals. I actually wanted to take this presentation to show you what efforts we're actually doing and what we have done and the reach that we've been able to accomplish with those efforts so far in 2024. So hopefully making it a little bit more fun. This was a email that was sent out in January, so just at the beginning of the year. It was to our park users with resources to plan their trip. It was a longer email. It talked about different campsites, different resources with a 90-day calendar, talked about our lodging accommodation options. So it actually went with definitions and helpful tips for explaining what lodges are, what cabins are, what suites are, to really get that momentum going. We saw this email was actually, out of all the emails sent this year, the most opened. We had over 50,000 open that email, which equated to almost 35% open rate. For a marketing email, that's off the charts, so that's really exciting to see. Of that, which I'm happy to report, over 5% actually clicked a link on that email. So that was 2,600 unique email users that actually clicked that link and then drove them to our website or drove them to outdoors to actually reserve or look up camping. Something that you will hear from our Go Outdoors vendor staff is they're looking at clicks through the website, and even as I'm kind of monitoring where clicks and how users are flowing through our site, they spend a lot of time on the map and looking at campsites. So back in January, if you're looking at like the marketing trend or targeting users, January is one of the top months for reservations for planning trips. So that's when folks are even planning their destination trips. So we hit this email right at that time when folks are coming off the holidays, they're eager to actually plan their next trip. So it was nice to see this year that worked and that was very strategically placed. With our marketing efforts, again, this is another kind of case study that what we did this year so far. We've been doing a lot of posts for especially the lodging accommodations, and we're trying to reach that wider audience. So these are two posts. Royal Lake State Park actually this week just posted about they've been doing renovations to one of their suites, Suite 16. So they actually had quite a few pictures of all the new renovations and the new revamp of that suite. And then Gamefish and Park, so the communications team, Kendall Merchant, our content strategist, she was out there reposting to the Gamefish and Parks page. So whereas Roy Lake, their Facebook page is really targeted more to local folks, we're now able to reach that wider audience by getting it and resharing it to our state page as well. Another example with Palisades State Park, back in January, when that email went out as well, they had posted some pretty pictures of their lodge at Palisades by Sioux Falls that then communications team was able to reshare as well. And they have been well received. If you go out there and look at likes and clicks, we have a fair amount. Another promotion that we've done so far in 2024 is the Reel in Memories sticker promotion. You may be familiar with this. Starting January 15th, running now through March 15th, anyone that purchases a park entrance license on Go Outdoors South Dakota with their park entrance license that's mailed to them, they are also getting that brown Reel in Memories sticker that they can then stick to their vehicle or stick to their mug or whatever they would like to do with the sticker. That is a limited edition collector sticker. We have been running the sticker promotion for quite a few years now. It has been really popular. Last year with the Sasquatch sticker, it was really popular. I remember getting quite a few emails saying, well, I've already bought my park entrance license, but this is a really cool sticker. Is there any way I can get this sticker? And we've been seeing good traction this year as well. Director Van Meteren will be up here shortly to talk about even the financials behind these efforts and what we've seen this year. And we have seen a significant amount of park entrance licenses sold here between January 15th and up to now, and then previous as well. So this sticker is working. We have been sending out targeted emails during this promotion. Three emails have gone out. The average click rate of this as well is 30%. So we're still way above their traditional, like what you usually hear of, like 10 to 20%.
20% for a marketing email. We're still significant in that. Average reading between 40 and 45,000 on each of those emails. So we are reaching a good amount of people. Social media posts have been following these targeted emails as well. So if you're not in our email database, which you can sign up easily out on our website, as I plug that, you can also view it on our social media page. Five social media posts have reached over 44,000 users with the same kind of promotion this year already. So pretty exciting to see. Some additional messaging efforts that we have ongoing. The 90-day camping window targeted emails. So with us being on a 90-day reservation window for most of our camping, the exception would be Custer State Park. And then the lodging accommodations are on 1-year reservations as well. But most all of our campsites being 90 days, we send out reminder emails to those park user contacts that we have, letting them know that like Mother's Day camping weekend, campsites will be opening that following Saturday. All these emails have been going the Monday before to give them time. The Memorial Day weekend email, the open house weekend Monday, we'll be sending out a Father's Day reminder that will open the following Saturday. These again also have 30% open rate, so we're seeing a good click rate. And then again, read by 40 to 46,000 people. As expected, that Memorial Day email was the most significant for open rate. Some additional fun things. Again, following with the communication, Kendall's been really great about scheduling the social media posts. On average, that we have seen so far with those open reminders, 8,600 have actually viewed that. We did see, again, with the Memorial Day one, we did have higher numbers on that email, which was over 11,000. So we are reaching additional folks on social media is more or less what I want to get out. And then targeted anglers. So this is our cross promotion kind of efforts, being able to reach additional audiences as Game Fish and Parks. We're fortunate to have wonderful email lists and distribution lists. So being able to target additional users that we know of to let them know about the great resources that we have available to them in our park system as well. In January, right during the same time that that general plan, your trip to the state park email went out, a separate one then went to our angler list. And we saw that promoting ice fishing, we had a 30% open rate even with our anglers. So they were interested in learning about our South Dakota State Park resources as well. Because this list is a little bit larger, that did reach over 65,000 people that actually read that email or opened it. So that was really exciting to see. We did reach a lot of people. And then because of our user demographic, even following our social media pages with the post, we had over 21,000 users look at our social media posts. And what was really significant from a standpoint of a marketing perspective is we had 1,100 engagements with that post. So that's really impressive to see. They actually clicked that link or they opened up a picture to actually look at it a little bit more closely. So they were actually interested in learning more about those lodging options in our parks. In February, another email was sent out to a slightly different audience, but a really important one in my eyes, and also a way to kind of gauge the interest, and that would be our non-resident angler list. I did a spring plan your trip to South Dakota, and we saw over a 34% click rate just by our non-resident anglers. So they were interested in coming to South Dakota. 12,000 of them actually read and engaged with that email. So that was really nice to see, being able to promote that wonderful picture of the sunset kind of fishing or morning, and then the suite out at Roy Lake where you can actually be on the water and really close to being the proximity to fish. Changing slightly on our gears here for marketing efforts in 2024, this is one that with the partnership of our vendor with Go Outdoor South Dakota, we have the ability to use some automation. So this is like very intelligent software, being able to send an email automatically when someone purchases a park entrance license. We have set up 3 automatic emails to go out when a person purchases a park entrance license. The first one that goes out is within that first week. These will come very quickly, but the first one is just try a new adventure in South Dakota state parks. It gives the resources to go find where all the state parks are, exploring the new parks, and then we are promoting our lodging accommodations as well. So we're planting a lot of those seeds. We have ran the similar series back in 2023 without the See for Yourself and not as strategic with being placed to grow, but we're planting seeds with these, so we don't see as much actual initial like purchases, but we're seeing significant click rates and actually reads of these. So folks are being able to glance, they can get to know it, and then hopefully they come back, and then with other targeted emails, we can reach them. The second email goes out and it cross sells fishing licenses. So now that you have your park entrance license, did you also want a fishing license? This year in 2024, we have our Reel in Memories activity. So here's some additional details to get involved. And then building up on that modern lodging or the lodging accommodations, we have a second acknowledgement about that lodging opportunity. And then the third email that's coming very quickly again continues to cross-promote adventures to have in the park, different things to get acclimated with checkouts and rental equipment. Again, Reel in Memories to remind them to participate this year. It's a free program to get involved, and then to fish and camp. So we actually have a nice landing page built out there for some of the great parks that they can camp at and they can fish all in one spot. Looking ahead, so these are all some of those messaging efforts that we have done. There's significantly more messaging efforts out there as well. But we're going to continue to target message. So now that we know more on our audiences and what's working, what's not, and then cross-selling in those efforts as well. We do have those 90-day reservation window open dates. We have quite a few more of those coming up yet for 4th of July weekend. We'll still be opening Labor Day weekend. And then, yes, Monday will be the email for Father's Day weekend, which is next Saturday, not this Saturday. And then we'll have some additional event promotional emails going out. So those are save the dates. One fun one that's coming up here for events is out at Pelican Lake Recreation Area. They always do an Easter egg hop. So that will be happening the 24th, I believe it's a Saturday, which is a really fun one. Families come out with their kids and they actually run around the park trying to find plastic Easter eggs, and then they win prizes based on, or they get a lot of candy. The weekly park newsletter, this is an annual newsletter that we do with our parks. We send out targeted emails every week during peak season. That will be starting in May. This year it'll be a little bit more strategic though in placement on how those messages will grow, similar to the emails that we do automatically with Go Outdoors as well, and then tracking some additional data too so we can better understand when folks are actually opening those emails, who's actually looking at them. We also are still working. We're really excited to launch some paid advertising with our marketing partner, which hopefully we'll be able to present that on a future commission meeting about successes and what that all looks like as well. That will be very consistent with all of our messaging. So that See for Yourself logo, meeting those 3 marketing initiative priorities, and really focusing on that creative consistency. So when you're out on our Facebook pages, our social media accounts, you will see that we are very consistent with our creative content this year. This has been one of our major goals, is to be recognizable, hopefully to get people almost to the point where they're like, wow, this logo is everywhere on the internet. That's our intent. That's our goal, right? So you've probably seen that in the fall. Going into the spring, Allie Ellingson, she is our graphic artist on the communications team for the Game Fish and Parks. Great skills. She's been doing amazing work with getting these very consistent. But these will be three examples that will be coming out either on local Facebook pages that parks have been supplied to post, or on the Game Fish and Park social media. The example would be like campfire stories created here, spring adventures await, grill outs just taste better. So it's a way for us to be consistent across all of our social media platforms and get folks excited and into the parks and reminding them about the outdoors. With that, fun stuff we're doing and in 2024, do you have any questions?
Very good. Thank you. I do have a couple questions, April. When you talk about the targeted emails, are we using, is it eye contact, constant contact, eye contact? Do we resend to non-openers? Do we know?
Yes, we use eye contact. This is the communications program that run wildlife and parks as well, that we send out to folks. What we do see is if it does bounce, the account kind of gets flagged by us, and then we can try to resend. Usually eye contact, that's all done behind the scenes with the software. We do have the ability to add more contacts in, so that's something with our Go Outdoors vendor. They are able to send us additional contacts, and with our kiosk even systems, we're able to get more contacts for parks. So we're trying to constantly add additional contacts into our eye contact and maintain those. And so I don't know if that answered your question.
No, it does.
We try. We try to reach folks and as best we can.
A 35% open rate. That's very good. That's really good. Have we or will we do any surveys in terms of how our users want to receive communication from the department?
Are you able to answer this?
Madam Chair, that's a great question. This is kind of new to us, new to the public. This is a new arena for us to get into. We've just kind of relied on word of mouth in the past. And the question you just asked a little bit ago, I was just grateful you didn't ask me that, because I had no idea what you were talking about. But people like April here, this is what they're skilled at, and this is what they're good at. And we need to find that out. That is the challenge with marketing,
yeah.
How to connect with the people. Not only how to connect with them, but then it's one thing when they click on something, but we want them to come to the park. We want them to go fishing. We want them to go hunting. Trying to measure that. There are techniques out there, though. Some kind of spooky stuff where they can track you by your phone number, where you go and that kind of stuff. So we're looking at those kinds of things. But we are in the process of developing a survey. And that is one of the questions we've talked about on that survey.
It would be interesting to see if the users, what they think of these communication efforts. Do they like it? What more or what less would they want? And then my other question, the social media reach. Are we doing any paid advertising with our posts?
Madam Chair, currently we don't have anything running, actually, because we have such a significant user group and who we're trying to reach right now. We have such powerful lists for our industry and our social media. We don't have anything paid at the moment, but this is where our partnership with our marketing firm that we're getting up and running to reach those new lookalike audiences, that will have some additional paid efforts. So this is all free messaging that basically you're paying me, staff, to get out the word, and with our current resources.
Madam Chair, I'll add to that too. This week we had our quarterly meeting with our Department of Tourism as well. And we're collaborating with them too on efforts. And we reminded them of what our goals are. I actually used April's PowerPoint
to do that. And they're great partners. They're wanting to do things for us too. And fortunately, most of that's on the free side too for us. But, you know, where we feel like we get some bang for a buck, we're not opposed to doing that kind of paid advertising. But there's tremendous amounts of social media type opportunities right now that are pretty much free other than staff's time. So,
well, I will just say your reach with no money behind it is done well. So good job. I have no other questions. Any questions from the commission? Comments? Job well done. Good work.
Yeah, I just want to take this opportunity, Madam Chair, to thank April. April came to our division. She's worked for the department for, a couple of years now? Came to our division. We did a little reorganizing about 10 months ago or so, and most of us never heard the term marketing. That's not true. But we don't have that skill set. We're park managers. We're administrators, and she has that skill set, and we're just really grateful. We challenged her to put a marketing plan together for us, the first one we've ever had. She's done that. She's starting to roll that out now, and we're just really excited to see what comes about because of that. So I just want to thank her for all of her efforts. So
very good.